Boom. Let's shut these big doors right here at the Rockin' Star Ranch. Because we're going to let you ponies outside. How's that? It is wonderful outside. It's nice and cool. Boy, I tell you, the heat has really taken a toll on the ponies. Versace, how you doing, buddy? Come on, this way. Good boy. Good boy, you doing okay? Huh? Doing okay? Old man? You don't like it when I call you old man, do you? Come on out. Versace had suffered a stroke a while back, but he's rebounded pretty good. And then we have Dolce here is not feeling the same either, are you, buddy? You doing okay? Good boy. Dolce has Cushing's. And that's a, I don't know, really don't know exactly what it is, but there's a gland very in the back of the skull, base of the skull to the horse. And this is just a tumor that grows on that particular gland. But unfortunately, that gland is the neurotransmitter of everything the horse does. So hair growth, hoof, lungs, digestion, all of that kind of stuff. So when that thing goes, slowly does the horse. And then little Poochie, you're doing pretty good, aren't you? What a pig. I mean, he doesn't even say hi to you, Gwen. Gwen's his old lady. Let's lock that there. And he just goes right to her feed bucket to see if she has anything left here. Oh, boy. What we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis here at the Rockin' Star Ranch. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to here. John Graves Kayak Fishing. I'm going to sit, oh, my gosh, right down here. I'm going to do some acid. Did I actually just say that? I was going to do some acid. Acid Blondie cigar. I saw this at Jungle Jim's, and I got a few cigars to take off down to ICAST for the drive, and I was going to do a couple special things with a cigar. I wanted to really bad to smoke a cigar in front of the Orange County Convention Center while fishing and catching big 10-pound bass in the pond that's in the front. It's one of those, not really a pond, it's more like a contention pond, I guess you could say. It's just, they're all over Orlando, Florida. And in these, you can imagine there's big bass. But they have stocked this one before with big bass. If they have a fish that is in the lure tank, for instance, swimming around for the 3 days of ICAST, they'll let that thing go in the pond. And year after year, there's some big fish in there. Tuesday, they have an on-the-water event in which people can try out kayaks, they can look at boats, they can look at trolling motors, they can test out rod and reels. It's a really fun time to get down at ICAST. It's an outside event. You're not allowed to go inside the Orange County Convention Center as of yet. I was glad we made it down there. We raced hard. Left here on a, what was it, Monday, 5:30. I picked Zach Carell up from Yak Legion podcast, and we were southbound and down, and we hammered down, doing 70, 80 miles an hour, cruise control magnifico on the Sonata Hybrid Blue from Columbia Hyundai, located up on Montgomery Road, 275. Stop in and see John McFarland. Tell him John Graves Kayak Fishing sent you. First time I ever bought a brand new car. And at 54.7 miles per gallon average, we got down to Florida with less than $60 in the tank on the way down. You know, usually you have to stop driving because you got to pee, or you're running out of fuel. Usually you look down and you're like below a half tank already, and you're like, man, we just filled this thing up in Lexington, you know. Well, that wasn't the case with the Sonata and its supreme gas mileage. It was the fact that we just needed to stretch our legs, get out and walk, because we had been in that car for so long that we would pull over, make that excuse to pull over to a truck stop and fill up. But we were only putting like a quarter tank of gas in it, you know, like $16 at a time. It was absolutely amazing. 5-star car. Wow. One of the key things about the Sonata Hybrid Blue is that you can put it on cruise control. And normally when you put a car on cruise control, you have to still pay attention to it, because it will race up on cars that have stopped in front of you. So you got to pay attention to the brake. And then once you brake, you got to set the cruise control all over again. Well, that can be exhausting in itself. Well, Sonata Hybrid Blue 2021 totally eliminated all of that thought. You hit the cruise control. If the car in front of you slows down, first of all, it's not going to let you get too close to that car in front of you. It will maintain a distance, and I would say of about 10 cars. It's pretty impressive, the distance. But if that car slows down, so does the Sonata Hybrid Blue. You don't have to do anything. If that car in front of you comes to a complete stop, so will the Sonata Hybrid Blue. It kind of freaked me out the first time we did that. I had my foot ready to hit that brake, but it just creeped right up behind the car and about maybe a half car length away, it stopped. When the car took off, the Sonata Hybrid Blue took off. It was amazing. So, with that cruise control set like that, doing all of that work, all I had to do was lay my hand on that 6 o'clock position, kick back, I had my legs crossed, I had the seat stretched back, and the ride down there was amazing. In fact, it was so comfortable. Because a lot of times mentally driving, that's where you just wire yourself out. You know, especially if you're hauling some big Skeeter bass boat down the road, you got some big old huge 250. Ford pickup, Super Duty, right? That's a workout. You take one of them bad boys down to Lake Okeechobee from Cincinnati, Ohio. That's almost a 2-day trip. It's like flying a B-25 Mitchell bomber. But that Sonata, it's the closest thing I ever came to teleportation. Amazing. I'm going to light this little Blondie here. It's called a Blondie Acid. It's a little cute cigar. Where'd it go? It's a, where'd it go? There it is. It's got a really neat, like, taste to it. I don't know if it's a nutmeg, cinnamon, something going on there. I'm going to have to talk to Bert Goodhouse Jr., you're going to have to get down, kitty cat. Hold on, I'll catch you on fire. Hold on. That's my Ed McMahon. Caroline, she's taken over the old gray cat position here in the tack room of the Rockin' Star Ranch. She wants to get right. She's a lot friendlier than the older gray cat. She wants to get up in your lap and be rubbed and loved on, which is cute, but not right now, because I'm about to light a cigar. That tastes good, Bert. What is that? So I'm going to have to ask him. Bert Goodhouse Jr. is my cigar sensei. But I kind of like it. It's more like a smaller, I don't know, Clint Eastwood looking kind of thing. You know how he kind of always gritted that smaller cigar? Backwood smoke looking thing, right? That's kind of... This would be like a cigar that someone like Paladin, you know, Have Gun, Will Travel, would smoke. But that tastes good. I didn't really get it lit up good enough here. Let me give it another shot. Get lit up there, buddy. Come on. Fire it up. Come on. go. Not yet. See, I don't have that flamethrower of a lighter that Bert got for me. You know, it just looked like a tail end of an F-14 Tomcat. But this thing's just a big lighter. And there we go. There we go. Good Lord of mercy. I swear I would have never have done this in my life. Bert, look what you did. I won a big, huge green cigar when I was about 10 years old. Me and my father, again, we used to do a lot of rabbit shows, and we'd go to all the fairs, especially in the tri-state area, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana. Sometimes travel, you know, out of the tri-state area. Went to California once to the National Rabbit Breeders Association convention. But in the escapades of all of that, I was at the Ohio State Fair, and I won. I can't even remember what arcade game I played, but I won a green cigar, probably throwing darts at balloons. That would have been more than my speed as a nerdy 10-year-old. And I brought it back to my dad, and I begged him to let me smoke it. Probably the best thing my dad ever did for me. Now that I think about it, was finally got tired of me begging and ripped the wrapper off of it. Bit the end off of this cigar, and this thing was probably a foot and a half long, you know, and it's like as thick as a sausage, like an Italian sausage. And he shoved that thing in my mouth, and he pulled his Zippo lighter out. Pop, pop. He could do that with one hand. He lit that Zippo up and stuck it up at the end of that big green cigar, and he said, "Start puffing, get it lit. I'm going, you know. Well, that lasted about maybe 7 seconds, and I started coughing, and I started hacking, and I started turning green. And, well, the rest of the story is that I stayed away from tobacco products for most of my life, and whenever I smelled anything close to a cigar, it almost made me sick. But it is kind of a different thing when you sit down with somebody that knows, you know, something about cigars, and you're not just given a cigar, you know, and left alone. You've taught the art of cigart. You might want to call it. And again, Bert, you know, held me by the hand, taught me how to smoke a cigar. I'm actually sitting here right now. I'm behind the barn, watching the sun go down, and looking at the beautiful horses, and got a beautiful North Carolina man-coon of a cat sitting next to me. And, I mean, if somebody asked me what I would be doing 10 years ago, 10 years into the future, I would have never thought this. Talking to myself while talking to others, if that makes any sense. And what I'm really riding on high right now, emotionally, spiritually, physically, is the fact that ICAST was just amazing. I made a wonderful relationship down there with a company called Spike It. If the fish don't like it, spike it. As I was walking around there, I had mentioned this before, you see the magnitude of ICAST and you get lost in it. It takes you a while to walk around all of that stuff, but Spike It was down by Zepco, sandwiched between a couple other kind of big booths, and I just did not see it for the life of me on the first day. Second day I see it, walk by Spike It. Actually, I turned the corner and I saw that big yellow sign with red letters, Spike It. And the first thing that hit me was the chartreuse dip and glow, the original scented lure dye. I've I've gone through, I don't know, my life, 10 bottles of that stuff. I love it. Absolutely love it. And call me crazy, I'm telling you, this absolute, that, the Dip and Glow Chartreuse gets it done in the muddy waters of southwestern Ohio. Just a little dabble do you. Remember that? Brill cream, a little dabble do you. It should be Dip and Glow, a little dabble do you. You don't need to go crazy on this stuff. And you don't want to spill it. They do have a neutralizer, though, if you do spill it. Well, here in the southwestern Ohio area, if you go to Cabela's, you go to Bass Pro Shop, you go to Walmart or any small, really mom-and-pop tackle shop that I know, I've never seen anything outside of the product Dip and Glow from Spiking. Spiking the water since 1993. Since the late 1900s, they've been doing this. That one bottle you see sitting there, that's why I've got it, because you're just sitting there. And out of all of the stinkies, bait, lure additives they have out there, the Dip and Glow from Spike It is the way to go. But that's not the only product they got. As I walked around the corner and I saw that booth, it was more like a, man, it was more like a, like an art store. Because you're not seeing lures up there. You're not seeing big bags of soft plastics. You're seeing jars of paints and dips, and you're seeing aerosol cans and markers, and it's like going back to school. Supplies, you know. It just blew my mind. And as I walked up, and I don't know, I just started blabbing. I think, and reflecting back on it, Katie, who is their marketing director and sales for Spike It, she was sitting in a round table over in the corner, and with another gentleman there from Spike It. And I don't know if they saw the excitement in my eyes like a kid in a candy shop when I walked in there, but started talking to them, and almost immediately I thought, wow, this is going to be so much fun to do a TikTok about. Because look at all the colors and look at all the just fun visuals, really. All of the neat things you can do. It would be so different than a normal fishing lure TikTok. You could just have a lot of fun with it. So immediately, as a social media person, an angler of the podcast form, you know, I'm not a great fisherman, but I sure don't like blabbing about it. I like taking pictures. I like all the production part of it. The whole idea of marketing and campaigning and guerrilla marketing and all that's always fascinated me. You know, do something different to catch the eye, to have people remember the product. I've always dug that. I am the guy on the Segway that's dressed up like a gorilla. That is me, hands down. All right. Good old sweet tea. I like Turkey Hill sweet tea. And you can get it at Kroger's. I think it's probably the best of all of the sweet teas, and I've tried all of them. Well, this little blondie stays lit really well. It's not like you have to hammer that thing. It's got a great ash growing out of the end of that thing. Bert, you'd be proud of that, but if you say that a cigar doesn't really get good until it gets down to the heart, I'm still at the throat. I haven't even got to the lungs yet. It's nice. These might be my thing. The Blondie Acid. Nice. We got a pocket full of acid here. You can go to www.isspikeit.com and check those products out. Do that while I'm sitting here talking about them. You know, again, the Dippin' Globe was the only thing I got. And I thought that was the only thing they had. But they don't only have the Dippin' Globe in garlic. They got it in game fish. They got it in crawfish. They got like a salty garlic. They got shrimp. They got like a stinkum. What is stinkum? I can't wait to dip a lure in some stinkum. They have also unscented Dippin' Globe, which that's kind of cool. You know, not always do you want to go home smelling like you stopped at Olive Garden and just destroyed the breadsticks. This is what's important, okay? And I want my bass boat friends to hear this, okay? A big reason why a lot of the bass boat guys don't like using the Dippin' Globe, especially something like the chartreuse, because it will stain the bejesus out of their carpet, right? They like the carpet. They like all of the sponsored labels up there, and I don't blame them. These are like, you know, boats cost tens of thousands of dollars up into $100,000 range. However, friends, Dippin' Globe has a neutralizer. Okay, it's a boat carpet cleaner. Comes in a 2-ounce bottle. It's only $5.55. This removes the Dippin' Globe from a polypropylene carpet, which is most boats have a polypropylene carpet to it. It does not remove the Dippin' Globe from like vinyl seats. And it will not remove the Dippin' Globe from any fiberglass. So, if you're going to use the Dippin' Globe out on a bass boat, put yourself down a little tray to set that Dippin' Globe bottle in. Believe me, the benefits of using Dippin' Globe far, and I guess the risk of, what am I trying to say? If you get a tray and you put the Dippin' Globe in that tray or something that's secure, if you spill it, which probably will happen at some point in time, I accidentally made the mistake yesterday out on the pond here at the Rockin' Star Ranch playing with some TikTok and some Dippin' Globe and some lures. I forgot to put the lid back on the bottle, and I went to pick that thing up and that whole bottle spilled all over my hand. And my hand looked like it just returned from Fukushima. Got up underneath my fingernails, everything. You talking about a stankum? It stunk. But I'm glad to report that I came in here and I had some of that orange. I guess it's called. It's like that orange hand wash, right? That has the grit in there. And I scrub my hands down really good with that. And all of that garlic, all of that chartreuse, very bright yellow stuff, came off my hand. I had to sit there and work it a little bit, but it does come off the skin. So no big deal. But I'm telling you, if you're out there on a boat, get you a bottle of the Dippin' Globe neutralizer, because you definitely want to reap the benefits of using Spikett's Dippin' Globe. And, you know, I'm surprised that doesn't really come like in like a 2-pack, you know, like seeing those two together. I think, I don't know, call me crazy, might increase the actual sales of that product, you know, maybe bring the price point down a little bit and add both of them together. You got the Dippin' Globe and you got the neutralizer. You're not always going to use the neutralizer, but once you get it in the 2-pack, once you use all your other Dippin' Globes, you're going to go back and just get the single bottle because you still have the neutralizer. I don't want to call me crazy. That's just me thinking out loud. The unscented, I'm really excited to use the unscented, so that would be cool. They do have a dipping kit that's priced out at $20. It's pretty cool. It's the original scented dye included. It's a must-have in every angler's boat. Dyeing soft plastics on the water conditions, you know, they're just not perfect. And accidents will happen. So the dipping kit gives you that peace of mind with an open bottle of that stuff in your boat. Check this out. This is exactly what we were talking about. Sweet baby Jesus. I'm going to read this whole thing for you, okay? For $19.99, the dipping kit, okay? I'm going to read this whole thing. The Dip and Glow, the original scented dye, is a must-have in every angler's tackle box, and the Dip and Kit is a must-have in every angler's boat. We know it can be tricky dyeing soft plastics on the water, and conditions aren't always perfect, and accidents are bound to happen. Sometimes we double down on stupid. It doesn't say that. That was an additive. The Dip and Kit gives you peace of mind when a bottle of Dip and Glow is open on your boat. Okay, the only time a bottle of Dip and Glow should be opened on your boat is when you are using it. If it's opened and you're not using it, you're crazy. Okay, you are doubling down on stupid. But the Dip and Kit provides a stable platform, and the absorbent styrofoam holder keeps your Dip and Glow in place, preventing spills and containing drips. So it's got a little styrofoam piece that has a couple round holes cut in it, and those dipping glow dye bottles that you do not want to spill sit right down in that. That's very, very cool. This gives your lure that perfect color and scent customization of Dip and Glow. It couldn't be easier. The Dip and Kit gives anglers the peace of mind to perfectly customize their lures without the drips and spills. The kit contains two bottles of Dip and Glow, a chartreuse and watermelon, two Spike It scented markets, a chartreuse and fire red, and one pack of the Diamond Flash, three grubs, one absorbent holder, and a standard size Plano 3650 for easy storage. So that comes in the 3650 Plano box, which is easily adaptable to a bunch of our boxes and a bunch of the boat holdings and all that kind of crazy stuff. Spike It. Check them out at www.isspikeit.com. I'm going to be talking about Spike It a lot more. I am so happy to be working with them. Katie, once again, thank you so much. And say hi to everybody down there at Spike It and Lure Works. There is a whole lot of stuff going on, okay, with this company. I'm going to start off slow and taper off. No, like a marathon, I had that advice. How do you run a marathon? You start off slow and you just taper off. Right? Well, I'm going to start off slow and keep a very consistent pace, because it's going to take us a month of Sundays to get through all of the products that Spike It and Lure Works has. Where Lure Works, they specialize in the molding of plastics and the glitter and dyes and all of that kind of stuff. It's going to be a fun. If you just want to do it the old-fashioned way and call them up, you can call them at 1-912-225-4533. That's 1-912-225-4533. This company is based out of Georgia, and I cannot wait to get down there and visit. Statesboro, Brooklyn, Georgia. Boom. I can't wait. Check them out once again. www.isspikeit.com. Cat, what do you think about that? You're a bright white cat. Maybe we can have fun with you and put you in a little... I know, I could get one of the lure markers and we can paint you up like a tiger. Well, once again, folks, I just want to... sit out here and say hi. Life is good. I did hear that COVID has struck hard down there at ICAST. Let's knock on wood and hope everybody just stays safe. And if you did happen to get the old, the old 19, hopefully you can pull out of that. And God be with us all. I don't know how we survived through the 70s and 80s and 90s, to be honest with you. Big shout out to the rest of my sponsors, Strictly Sail and Kayak, located up in Blue Ash, Ohio. They've been there since 1978. I'm trying to think of the music I was listening to exactly. And I know AC/DC was there, Van Halen, Zeppelin, ZZ Top. I was a big ZZ Top fan, Fandango, stuff like that. But they've been up there since 1978. Check them out. They're on Kenwood Road. Look for the big sailboats. So if you're still into the sailing thing, and I know there's a unique demographic of folks out there that really dig that sailing stuff, that's tough. I've actually been out on a J-24. I did that for every Wednesday afternoon with a captain, retired captain of the Navy in the Hampton Yacht Club, sailing through Chesapeake Bay and that area there when I was stationed in Norfolk, Virginia. And it's tough. You know, it is tough working a sailboat. But a lot of fun. Certainly got to know what you're doing. So if you have any questions, you need any of that fine equipment that you just really can't find anywhere else, I bet the Tasty Outlaw Gang will be able to help you up there at Blue Ash, Ohio at Strictly Sail and Kayaks. And did I mention kayaks? They do have kayaks. In fact, I bet they have possibly one of Ohio's largest selection of kayaks, not the tri-state area, but definitely your local dealer in Hobie. Kayaks, they have all the parts, they have all the accessories, yak gear, they carry all kinds of stuff. They even have tackle, lures and stuff in there, so soft plastics, they got it all. Check them out, Strictly Sail and Kayak. Also, like, big shout out to Yak Gadget, yakgadget.com. It's your kayak, you do what you want to with it. And that's what Yak Gadget does. It allows you to personalize your kayak to your fitting. You know, you get inside that thing, it's like an F-14 Tomcat. I talk about F-14 Tomcats a lot. I loaded a lot of ordnance on F-14 Tomcats. It's a beautiful ship. Hey, you little stink. Our Poochie's making a run for the... Hold on there, buddy. You ain't getting in there. He's making a run for the tack door because he knows if he gets through the open tack door, he can get outside into the greener grass that's on the other side of the fence. That's not always the case. I mean, especially this summer. There's green grass everywhere. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Huh? You doing good? Mwah, I love you. Poochie's a beautiful little guy. I'll have to put a picture of him up if you guys have any. He's beautiful little brown. It's a little spot. Spots all over him, white marks and brown, like a reddish brown. He's just got this beautiful hair, don't you? You know you're good looking, buddy. Big shout out to Yak Gadget. So personalize your kayak because it's yours, damn it. www.yakgadget.com. And of course, American Tackle. Wow. My American Tackle family at ICAST did not fail to impress. They came through, they're hardworking, they're very knowledgeable. To watch them actually sit around and create these relationships with customers and talk to them about the American Tackle microwave guides, all of the fantastic blanks that they have for the rods. They have the handles, they have the grips, the carbon grips are amazing. I mean, these rods they're almost like the, you know how like a bamboo rod is very light yet very strong? That's what's happening with these rods, man. They're just getting better and better and better. I mean, the future of fishing is in line control. Controlling the line. You control the line, you control how many times you put the lure in the water. Your accuracy, your distance. And the microwave guide is superior in that. So American Tackle, bam. You know, not many people have won a major fishing industry award. Not many people. American Tackle's done it not once, twice, three times, not four times, not five times, six times. Nobody else has done that. Nobody. Quantum, Zepco, Shakespeare, you name it. Abu Garcia, keep going. I don't care who you mention. Nobody has won an industry award like American Tackle has. So if you haven't heard of American Tackle or their fabulous products, their Pro Staff baits, their soft plastics, the hooks, the Sharpenite hook, check them out right now. You got to www.americantackleanglerproducts.com. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to get these horses inside. I don't know. You guys want to stay outside tonight? Feels pretty good. I don't think we have any rain in the near future. I think they agree. It's actually very comfortable. Gwen, what do you think, huh? What do you think, huh? What do you think, pretty girl? Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening to John Graves Kayak Fishing here on Anchor FM. And wherever you download your podcast, John Graves Kayak Fishing is available. Just look it up, John Graves Kayak Fishing, or look me up on John Marion Graves on Facebook. I need a lot of TikTok subscribers or followers, whatever you call them. Whatever there is out there, I need followers and subscribers right now more than anything. We're building up some momentum with the social media. This is something I find in my niche. I like this groove that I got going on. I'm having so much fun. I haven't had so much fun fishing in my life, and it doesn't matter. I'm not really catching that much fish. However, I will say that I went to Stone Lake, okay? For those in the tri-state area, you're familiar with Old Stony. Okay, you're talking about brown. I'm not necessarily talking about you, Poochie. The color. The color of your hide's the same color as Stone Lake Lake. You can't see nothing. It has no clarity, and I never will. I went up there with a black and blue jig that was tied onto a 20-pound leader. That leader was tied onto a 30-pound Bushido braid. I ran that through a Quantum rod and reel bait casting combo, which is a shallow cranking stick. And it just turns out to be a great jigging stick. I'm starting to learn that. I'm starting to get a little bit better at it. Get my groove going on that. But yesterday morning at Stone Lake Lake, for the first time I caught a limit, and I was able to call that limit. I wasn't in a tournament or anything, but by golly, if I was in a tournament, I was collecting 13, 14 inch fish out of Stone Lake, and I caught six of them. And you know how difficult that can be. There was one that topped 17. So I had a pretty good number coming out of Stone Lake. And the reason, I believe, I wasn't afraid to get in the junk. I threw it right up in there. I didn't care if there was 6 inches of water. I threw it up in there, and I took every black and blue trailer I used. I used a combination of a couple of them, and the fish were biting just on that, the color, and both the Guggen baits, rattling chunk, and then also a Rage Bug from Strike King in a black and blue, like an Okeechobee. And folks, dipping those two appendages, the two pinchers, in that Spike It chartreuse garlic dip and glail, I was pulling them out. Bass do in fact grow on trees. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening to John Graves Kayak Fishing, and boom. I will, until next time, all the best in tight lines. So long. Come on, buddy. What do you want to do? You want to stay outside? Oh, you little knucklehead, you. Good boy.